Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Ciao a tutti, everybody. This is Stephen welcoming you to Living Villa Capelli. Giving you a little intro here because we have another special episode in the sense of we went to one of our favorite restaurants. Paul's mother had never been, so we wanted to take her out to a restaurant called Antiche Sapori, which is actually about 20-25 minutes from the villa drive. It's one of the most famous restaurants in Puglia. It is in Monte Grosso, which is near Andria. Small little town. Blinking, you miss it when you're driving by. But it's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. The chef is Pietro Zito. Very well known in the region. Actually, I think we mentioned this maybe before on one of the podcasts, but there was a big wedding last summer. I think they spent $20 million on this wedding and had all these famous chefs cooking. But the only Italian chef they had at this wedding was Pietro Zito. So he's actually become a friend, a really nice guy, very, very down to earth, very, very nice and giving guy. So if you ever go in there, you'll see him walking around. He'll visit with you. And basically all the dishes are made from ingredients that they grow no more than 1,000 meters from the restaurant in this big, beautiful garden. It's really, really good. And the food is just amazing, as you hear. So we thought it'd be fun if I took my little portable mic and we kind of did a podcast and review and take you through all the dishes as we were eating them. So maybe you can kind of enjoy them as well, I hope. So hopefully this works out well. I did little pauses between each course kind of thing so you can kind of get the flow of the meal, I hope. Oh, and I want to mention that as you're listening, you'll probably want to be seeing as well as listening. So all the pictures of every plate will be at the show notes at livingvillacapelli/39. And you really have to see, I believe, the plates to really enjoy this. So hopefully if you're listening in the car or while you're working out, whatever, then, you know, when you get home, take a look at the pictures because they really are spectacular dishes and it gives you a whole nother enjoyment of the meal. So without further ado, here is our meal at Antiche Sapori. Enjoy.
Here we are at Antiche Sapori, the home of the world-renowned chef Pietro Zito. The first course has just been served, and it's baby fresh fava beans in a really light sauce with lemon, a little bit of vinegar, garlic. And it's delicious.
And now they just gave us little pieces of toast with their extra virgin olive oil to try. Mmm. But by the way, the first dish was really, really good. It was like slightly pickled, marinated fresh fava. So it has like a slight pickled with their fresh extra virgin olive oil on it. Really, really good.
And their olive oil is different than ours because theirs is a blend of Coratina olives and Oleorala, I believe it's called, which makes it much more fragrant.
Huh. And now you know. All right, signing off for now. So I should describe the place too. So the interesting thing is when you're driving in, we were expecting like a walled masseria, but it's this... you blink and you miss it. Place. It's really small, 40 tables, and it's really cute inside, but it is just a little restaurant. The actual garden for the restaurant is a couple blocks away, which is huge. It's beautiful. So if you do come, make sure you ask if you can go see the garden. That's worth it. So that supplies a lot of the restaurant, which is a heavy vegetarian meal, as you'll see as we go. But the decoration inside is very kind of eclectic, but cute. But it's only 40 seatings, and that's why it's hard to get in sometimes.
Well, this is a plate of sort of antipasti with a little bit of dried sausage made by them. What would you call that celery?
Candied
celery, fresh ricotta, a piece of pecorino cheese, candied carrots, a piece of caciocavallo, candied onions, a piece of, looks like capicola with little broccoli spears inside it. Yummy.
And so all these guys, it's like little tastings. You get a little taste of everything, and that's how the whole kind of meal proceeds. You'll see as we go along. So here comes the review. Dun, dun, dun. I thought the ricotta was definitely the best, followed by the, what's the thing in the middle, Paul? Capicola with a little pickled capicolo with a little pickled broccoli spears, then the sausage. The other two cheeses I could have done without. But that's my review. But it's still very good, and the presentation was amazing. We'll have pictures all online for you guys to come see and go see. I want to mention the wait staff too. This is one restaurant where you have to let the wait staff guide you, and they'll do a great job. Since we've been coming here for like 3 years, it's been the same wait staff for 3 years. So they really know their stuff, and they know everything. So they're really, really good. Really, really nice. They're here to help and make your experience amazing.
So now they just brought a plate of another tasting. Artichokes cooked old style, meaning with cheese inside. It's just a quarter of an artichoke. Then a frittata made with local fresh baby greens from their garden. And black cabbage, or I guess kale, stuffed with something white.
Like a cheese or cream or something. And then then there's some...
And then it's a plate of baby artichokes on a bed of... On a bed.
Something. Paul's going to take a picture. We'll tell you what it is after we taste it. It all looks really, really good. If you ever eat with your eyes, this is a place to eat with your eyes for sure. So the filling in the... I think it was a spinach leaf kale. Oh, black cabbage kale. Was actually ricotta and squash. So Paul is taking a picture of... some onions,
onions gratiné,
and their focaccia, which is made with Senator Capelli grain. So it's both look very, very delicious. Again, pictures are coming. I wish you guys could enjoy this stuff. It's so tasty.
But I always tell everyone that Senator Capelli, who made this, created this amazing grain that almost went extinct. But now it's come back. I always tell everyone that it was my great-grandfather, and they all say, really? And I say, no, I made it up.
Okay, that plate was pretty damn exceptional, I must say. I was pretty impressed with that. Paul's favorite part was the...
I'm always crazy for onions gratiné. This is the time of year, this is the season for fresh, flat onions to come out. They're just so sweet. You basically cut them in half, put them in the oven... with olive oil, breadcrumbs, that's about it, right? Done.
So good. They were so good, sweet, yummy. The rest of the stuff, the stuffed kale was amazing. So I can't wait for more. Mm.
So they just brought out a plate of really, really fresh, 100% sheep's milk cheese that is just incredible.
So freaking good.
With little baby fava beans all around it, raw. So you eat the two together. It's sort of like eating a piece of Parmigiano Reggiano and a pear. You know, these cheeses always are paired off with either a fruit or a fresh legume or vegetable.
So we just got our pasta course, and we're going to have the waiter tell you what it is, and then Paul will translate.
Sono troccoli di grano duro con pomodorini e sponsali al filo, cotti alla brace, carne affumicata e pecorino.
So now Paul is going to translate what that pasta we just had was.
So the pasta dish was a pasta called troccoli, which is a square spaghetti, a little bit thicker than the spaghetti, but square, not round, with braised scallions. Braised tomatoes that are ripened on strings, ripened in the house on strings. They're from last summer. And pancetta. Oh, no, sausage, smoked sausage.
It was really, really good.
I say that about everything, though. But it all is really good.
This is a plate of orecchiette pasta with rapanelli, a wild broccoli rabe with breadcrumbs on top.
So the last plate we didn't get a picture of, it was my fault because I was getting on Paul's case. So we missed the picture, but he's going to describe what the pasta was made of.
So the orecchiette pasta was made of this flour now called grano arso, which means arson grain, basically, literally. So it comes from burnt grain kernels, wheat kernels, that is then turned into flour. The tradition of that comes from medieval times when people were extremely, extremely poor and had really nothing to eat. They couldn't afford flour. They couldn't afford wheat. So after the wheat harvest, the fields are usually burned down to the ground so that they can grow again. After the fields are burnt to the ground, these incredibly poor people would walk through the fields picking up any leftover grain kernels of wheat that were left over on the ground, which were burnt. But from those, they would then mill it, you know, with their own stones, basically, and make flour and make their own pasta. Today, of course, it's become this very she fashionable thing to have grano arso, which the memory of it is something really quite horrifying.
So if there wasn't enough food, now between the pasta and the meat course, they're bringing us a plate of crudité to kind of cleanse your palate. There's some carrots from Pulignana Amare, these purple-orange carrots, which are beautiful and super, super sweet. Some fennel and some fava beans, fresh fava beans, to cleanse our palate. It's all really good, though. Okay, now we're on to the meat course. And usually, quite honestly, this is not their strongest course usually, but I just had the most freaking amazing lamb thigh. It was so good. Roasted, I guess finished off grilled. I couldn't really tell. With this gravy. Oh, my God. It was so freaking good. And it looks like we have a little piece of beef steak over there. We're going to confirm that it's beef. And we have a little side salad. But the lamb was so good. Oh, and roasted potatoes. So the lamb, you have to come here if nothing else to get the lamb. So good. Oh, my gosh. So I stand corrected. It wasn't a steak. It was pork. Baby pork. Paul's looking at me like, I have to say it's a baby.
It's because I think, as Stephen said earlier, this place isn't usually known for doing amazing meats. But today it was amazing. The lamb leg or thigh and the little piglet steaks were amazing.
They melted in your mouth. The pig just melted in your mouth. It was so good. I know I keep saying that. I'm sorry. I keep saying it's so good. But it is. It's really good. You got to get here. So the dessert round is sort of starting. Oh, here it comes. Our favorite. It's coming to the table. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
Sì, tutte e due metti di qua.
Tutte qua?
No, sto scherzando.
Prego.
Grazie. So I'll describe it. It's a sort of a cake underneath. We're not dessert experts by any means. With a kind of cream ice cream, and then with a chocolate shell, and then chocolate drizzle on top. It's so good. We also have at the table a bottle of limoncello and nocino, both after dinner drinks to kind of help you digest, and some sugared almonds, which are just like our sugared almonds, sugar crack almonds that you'll find in the States. So I'm going to dig into this dessert. So as Paul's taking a picture of the other dessert, it's a baba, which is... Here he goes. He's going to say it better than I am.
It's called baba o rum. Baba with rum.
It's more like a lime.
So Connie really likes the limoncello. She said it tastes a little bit more like lime. So the baba rum, which is basically a spongy dessert with a little bit of rum, soaked in rum, and then a little cream with it. So two more desserts arrived. One is basically a deconstructed tiramisu so good. I'm going to figure out how to make this one because it looks really easy, but it's really, really delicious. It's kind of a beautiful in its simplicity because it's not as precious as tiramisu, but it still has all the flavors. And they bought us a apple cake tort and a little piece of each.
Okay, so that was like another amazing meal, but as usual, too much stuff. I am stuffed. I'm ready to fall asleep. I got to drive home. I had too much after lunch liqueurs. Luckily now, coffee's coming out. Maybe that'll help.
But it was all worth it.
So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that meal as much as we enjoyed eating that meal. You can tell we're big fans of the place, and it is one of our favorite places, and they do an amazing job with all the food. So we highly recommend it if you're in the area. Again, it's really close to us, so if you do go there, please stop by and say hi. But we'll have links to the address and to their site and stuff in the show notes, which again lives at livingvelacapelli.com/39. That's where that will live. And you know what? I also wanted to note that while this recording took us, it's a short one, nice 15 minutes here or so, that meal took 4 hours. So while we condensed it, you know, it helps because it helps you get through the meal, I should say, because, you know, it is, again, they're all small dishes, but it is still a lot of food, but it's all paced out and it's one big, huge show, if you will, and it's a beautiful way to do it. I mean, you get to enjoy it all. If it was all at once, obviously nobody could finish it. It's just gluttonous, and it's still gluttonous, but this way you kind of spread it out and you get to enjoy everything. And it's pretty much an Italian way of eating, very much in the sense of, especially when you have a big celebratory meal like that, it's all about having one big, long, enjoyable meal and being able to share it with family and friends. So I just wanted to point that out as well. And please remember to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you never miss another episode of Living Villa Capelli. And be sure to join our newsletter and all that good stuff so we can keep up with you. Thanks a lot, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks again for all your support. Until next time, arrivederci.